Thanks for tuning in to the Lean 911 podcast, where you'll have a voice directly from the Gemba. I will rely on my three decades of Lean successes, as well as my failures, to answer your most challenging questions regarding your Lean transformation. I'm your host, Mark DeLuzio, President and CEO of Lean Horizons Consulting, and the principal architect of the Danaher Business System. Looking forward to your questions. Now, let's go to the Gemba. Hi, Mark DeLuzio for Lean 911. This is episode 69. And it's called Stop Measuring Productivity, Why Productivity Measures Hinder Lean Transformation. Now, I know there's people out there right now are going to say to me, what are you, freaking nuts? Mark, stop measuring productivity. What else are we going to measure? Well, that's part of the problem, because you don't know what else to measure. There's so many other things you need to measure. And I would like to have you go back to talk about and listen to my previous episode on problem solving, leading and lagging indicators. And you'll see that productivity is a lagging indicator. And it's not measuring the things that you think you're measuring, right? It's a very traditional batch and queue type of thought process when you measure productivity. Why should we stop measuring productivity? By the way, when I say stop measuring it, stop putting so much damn emphasis on the number. It's a lagging indicator. How many times have your productivity numbers been off track? Whatever that means to you, okay? I have one client that measures against a standard cost efficiency number. I was a pretty damn good cost accountant. I have no idea. He can't explain it to me. One of his factories, if they hit 50%, it's good. Another one, they have to hit 90%. Why? Oh, because our standards are off. So what are we doing here? What are we doing with these standards and measuring efficiency? And oh yeah, by the way, labor is 12% of your total cost. I'm not saying who gives a damn, but really, come on, guys. What are you doing here? Your productivity is a lagging indicator, and it's reflective of how good your processes are. If you have great processes that are working to tack time, and you're using the requisite number of operators who are called out for in your standard work documentation, why do you need to measure it? It's going to lead you to the wrong measures. And how many people have taken these efficiency numbers? Okay, so let's say the plant that's supposed to get 90% got 80. I'd like to know exactly, from the finance team in particular, what do you do with that delta? I had one controller just recently tell me, oh, we dive right into it and we find out what's going on. Really? Okay, there's a number right there from last month. Did you dive into that? And did you find out what was going on? No. They didn't. They couldn't. It's all mumbo jumbo. Matter of fact, all the variances on his sheet, I said, any one of those that you go in and really get a sense of what's going on with the business? And, you know, and first of all, how long is your closing? Oh, closing is 12 days. Okay, so now you're talking at least 12 days ago. And if it happened earlier in the month, it's more than that. But I said, you know, what do you do with all these variance numbers? Well, again, we analyze them. What does that even mean? You analyze them. Is there any countermeasures coming out of this? Well, you know, I'll bet you any money, a lot of the answers are, oh, the standard's wrong. That's why we have a number that's off. And then they use these costs, by the way, to product their price their product based on cost. By the way, that's a whole nother episode for another day. I won't want to get into that now. But so many companies have told me they market-based price their product, and they don't. Okay. So you're not able to tell me, but you do go through all this work to track this number and other numbers as well. And you
maybe it's gainful employment for your people. I don't know, for your accountants. But you're certainly not adding any value. You're certainly not, you know, providing any value to management on your analysis. Look, when you have bad productivity, no matter how you measure it, all right? And let's talk about what productivity is first before we get into that comment. It's a function of inputs and outputs. Outputs divided by inputs. Pieces per hour. I have 100 pieces and it took me 10 hours. I have 10 pieces per hour. That's a productivity number. It's a ratio. And I can improve that by increasing the output and keeping the inputs the same. Keeping the output the same and decreasing the inputs. Or doing both. Increase the outputs and decrease the inputs. You get a double whammy, right? That's what productivity is. But what do you do with it? What do you do with that number? It's reflective of something that either went right or wrong. So if you're supposed to get, you know, 100 or 10 units per hour and you don't, something went wrong. A machine broke. Parts weren't available. Operators calling sick. Quality problem. The productivity is a reflective of your process. That's really what this is. So I'd like to propose another measure. With standard work as the baseline. Measuring to what I call tack time performance. So if you set up your standard work and the demand that you use to calculate your tack time happened to be, let's say, 100 units a day, a shift. So you divide that into your 27,000 seconds or whatever you're using for available time, and you get a tack time of 270. Did I do that right? Yeah. I'll take that back. Yeah, that's right, 270 seconds, right? Now, at the end of the standard shift, after I take out all my breaks and things like that that I use to calculate tack time, if I only get 90 at the end of that standard shift, my tack time performance is 90%. And people ask me, well, Mark, what if we work overtime and make up those 10 units? It's still 90%. Because overtime is an abnormality. You didn't factor that into your tack time. And you're not always going to hit these numbers, right? Because when you look at this, your standard work is a tool for improvement. I set the one best way. I want to be able to hit it every time. I'm not going to hit it every time. And then I prioritize the reasons and factor those into my next Kaizens on a priority basis. Could be I have a quality problem on operation 5. I could be I have a materials problem with a supplier. A chronic downtime issue on a piece of equipment. Okay. I had one client, I kept saying the same piece of equipment every month in their countermeasures. Guys, when are you going to stop blaming that piece of equipment? Believe me, it was going down. But they kept using it as a crutch, as an excuse. So now you're going to tell me that productivity was off? I don't care about productivity. I care about how we serve the customer with quality products. So this tack time calculation is a calculation that not only factors efficiency, if you want to call it that, but performance to tack time that has a customer dynamic to it. And that customer view is on-time delivery with quality products. So we're only going to count good quality products to the customer in this tack time calculation. All right? It's simple. It's simple. When you focus on productivity, you're instilling bad behaviors. First of all, you're kind of indicting the people. You're not indicting the process. You're going to instill the wrong behaviors. People are going to cheat, skip operations. Hey, I'm not going to gauge those parts because I'm behind on my productivity. So let's let those parts kind of go. Nobody will know if I didn't gauge those parts, right? It's the wrong thing to do. It's not helpful. And then you look at, hey, we didn't make any productivity improvements. By the way, I'm not saying you don't measure productivity, okay? But, well, I guess I am saying that, aren't I? Stop relying on this metric and be more customer-facing. Performance to tech time is the key here. That's what you want to do, okay? You got to change the mindset and get rid of some of these old cost accounting paradigms. I mean, another one is this whole business about indirect labor. I just heard a new CEO say, he walks in, he looks at his factory, whoa, we got way too much indirect labor here. How the hell do you know? What are you, some kind of savant? You didn't even know the operation. You just got here. And you're making those kind of statements? We got too much indirect labor. Well, maybe you have some kind of vision that none of us have here. I mean, he's the same type of guy that will walk into a NASCAR race and look at one driver in one car around the track and then look at 20 people in the pit crew and say, whoa, we got way too many indirect labor people here. We need to cut that down by 10. And then they expect the guy to win the race. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Okay, so let's be smart. Look, I'm not saying be dumb about indirect labor either. But let's be smart about this. The indirect labor will keep the operators on that racetrack, which is their standard work sequence. Everything you do should be focused back to standard work. Stop this productivity crap and start working on getting good quality product on time to your demand schedule. And work on the things that are preventing you from doing so. I can guarantee you Charlie on the line or Mary over in assembly aren't dogging it. And they're the reason why you're not making your production. I can guarantee you that. Now, I've been involved in union shops where people play games. I got all that. Okay. But that, those cases are not typical. Start looking at your process. Why can't your process perform consistently with good quality output? And stop using these crazy measures that don't mean a damn thing to anybody. They're not helpful. They're not helpful. They're late. And they're useless. Other than that, yeah, let's hire some more cost accountants to do more calculations. It's ridiculous. I'm an ex-cost accountant. I'm an ex-financial analyst. I'm an ex-CFO. I'm an ex-controller. Stop doing stupid stuff. Okay. That's my message. Stop measuring productivity. It could be the killer for your lean transformation. It's not productivity. That's a lagging result, a lagging indicator. Focus on the inputs. Until next time, Mark DeLuzio, stay lean.
Thanks for listening to the Lean 911 podcast. I'll be happy to address your questions or feedback on future episodes. Email me at mark@lean911.com. You can check out our other episodes by visiting our website at lean911.com, our YouTube channel, wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your host, Mark DeLuzio. Thanks for listening.